A gunman opened fire at an adult education center in Örebro, Sweden, on Tuesday, February 4th, killing 10 people before turning the gun on himself. Swedish officials described the attack as the worst shooting in the nation's history. Police said the attacker acted alone and died at the scene, but have not released the suspect's identity. Authorities ruled out ideological motives, but have not determined a clear reason for the attack. Six people remain hospitalized, including five who suffered gunshot wounds. Local health officials said two victims are in intensive care following surgery. What happened at Risbergska school? The attack unfolded Tuesday afternoon, February 4th, at Risbergska school. The building is part of a larger adult education complex that includes additional schools. Witnesses described scenes of panic as students and teachers scrambled to safety. A teacher at the school said someone burst into her classroom and shouted for everyone to run. Another witness, a student identified as Marwa, described seeing several people on the ground, bleeding, and attempting to help a gunshot victim by using a shawl as a bandage. Nearby hospitals cleared emergency rooms in anticipation of incoming patients, and authorities locked down surrounding schools as a precaution. A painful day for Sweden Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson called the attack a painful day for Sweden and extended condolences to the victims' families. Justice Minister Gunnar Strömmer assured the public that schools nationwide remain safe. Flags at government buildings in Örebro, Stockholm, and the Swedish parliament were lowered to half-mast in mourning. Mourners gathered near the school, leaving candles and flowers in tribute to the victims. Authorities launched a full-scale investigation, but said there is no ongoing threat to the public. Law enforcement had not previously known the suspect, and they continue to examine potential motives. Kristersson and Strömmer plan to visit Örebro to meet with investigators and local officials. Sweden, which has strict firearm laws, has faced rising concerns over gang-related shootings in urban areas, but shootings in schools remain extremely rare. Officials said they will review security measures at education centers nationwide in response to the attack.